So, I first met him on a beautiful October day, and it was a Saturday. I was working at Belvedere Square. It was a Halloween event, so there were about 150 screaming monsters, I mean children, sorry about that, dressed in costume, and they were also hosting a pet adoption event as well. And I saw him, this little beagle-looking dog with his soft noodle ears, and he was terrified. Every Spider-Man that went up to pet him, every Elsa, he would just curl up in this tiny like ball and just turn away as if like, please don't hurt me. And if there's a dog in a 3-mile radius, I will go pet that dog. So of course I went to pet this little creature, and he didn't look at me. He turned away and cowered as I tried to pet him. And I, of course, was like, I'm taking this bitch home. So I, you know, filled out the paperwork, and a few days later, I was approved, and I went to the animal shelter to pick up my little man. And I see him in the vestibule, and he's got these, like, whiskers hanging off the bottom of his chin, and I didn't notice that. I was like, he's even more beautiful than I'd imagined. And I had my leash, and they were like, okay, you know, here he is. And I go to connect the leash to my new best friend, and he turns into a fucking monster and just starts snarling and lunging and barking, and I jump back. I'm like, holy shit. And you know, I kind of exited the area, and this woman comes around, and she's like, I was here when they brought him in, and he was a family surrender. The person he belonged to went into a hospice or something, and the family, this dog was incredibly neglected and incredibly mistreated, and the family couldn't handle him. They couldn't take him, so they brought him in to be rehomed. And she said that he would need a lot of patience. And I've grown up with dogs. I know a thing or two about a patient creature. So I was like, no problem. And I went back in with some treats in hand, and I threw him down, and I was like, hey, buddy. And he lunged at me again. But I was able to get him leashed, and I walked him to my car, you know, snarling the whole time. And I put him in, and I looked in the mirror at my little new angel man. And he was just like, rawr. And it was Halloween, and I'm a horror movie lover, and I looked at him, and I'm like, it's Halloween, and you're a master of horror. You will be named John Carpenter. And he lived up to that name, let me tell ya. So over the first few months of us getting to know one another, he had tremendous anxiety, tremendous distrust. When I put him in his crate, like they recommended, he defecated, he peed in it every time, and finally he tried to gnaw himself his way out of this crate, breaking his teeth. So I came home to this blood and this broken tooth, and he chewed a bathroom door, he shredded a robe, and it's not like normal, like dogs being dogs. This was tremendous anxiety. But in spite of all of that, we became friends. And I could tell that this dog trusted me, and this dog loved me. And I was learning to love him in spite of his shitty attitude. And one day, we used to do this thing where I would tell him to sit, and I would run to the one side of my apartment and hide. And I would call him, and he would come bounding through the apartment, and I would jump out and scare him. So I would keep an eye, and he comes bounding through the apartment, and he just falls over, and he starts having this massive seizure. And I have never had a dog with seizures, so I didn't know what to do, and I just dropped down to my knees and started sobbing, because this little dog had experienced so much and had so many issues, and now seizures were a part of his life. So, you know, we got them under control, and it was a years and years long struggle of different meds and different things, but he's okay. But the other thing is, he is a magnet for getting attacked by other dogs. So dogs just find him and attack him. And I've had to fight off German Shepherds. Like, I have puncture wounds of me prying dogs off of his little dog throat. And I love him so much. This little creature who shits on my floor still. This little creature who, after he shits on my floor, after I've stepped in it, looks at me and lifts his leg like, hey, here's my penis. Don't you feel much better about me? And I do. I have three animals, another dog and another cat. And they're perfect. They're so sweet and funny. And so is John. I mean, like, he puts his little paws up on me when he comes to see me, like he's hugging me. And I put my arms around him, and his breath is atrocious. And I'm like, I love you. And it is so easy to love my other animals because they're fucking perfect. And loving perfect things is so easy. But loving this creature, my dog, John Carpenter, has taught me so much how to love, how to be patient. I've been loved by so many things. I've been loved by men, by women, by my mom, who kind of sucks. But the love I have and the love I share with this animal has taught me so much. I have so much more patience, so much more generosity, not just for this creature, but for mankind. When I see someone who is growling or snarling, I think about how they are probably having struggles and how they have been treated. And because of him, I am able to like look through them and see them and try to make them a little less sad. And that little asshole taught me how to do that. And I'm eternally grateful. So as I look at him 10 years later and his little catfish whiskers are blending in to the white in his muzzle, I just am eternally grateful for the opportunity to love him, except when he growls at me in bed. Thank you.